Greetings, everyone. This is Pastor Mike, and I'm at home in one of the upstairs rooms of my house with my Bible open to Deuteronomy chapter 6. We've been talking about transformation and prayer. We often think of transformation in very broad and nebulous terms, but transformation has to look like something. Transformation is when the kingdom of God is established in a place, in a physical location. It starts with my life, where I say, Lord, Jesus, be Lord of my life. That is, you reign in my life. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. May that be so in my life. And then that expands from my life to my marriage, to my family, to my home. It expands to my place of work or business. If I'm a student, it expands into my school. It expands into the realm of government. It expands into the church. Ultimately, it expands into a city or a nation. But I think the more that we talk about the expansion of the kingdom of God, I think it becomes more difficult for us to really visualize what that can look like. That's why I love this passage in Deuteronomy chapter 6, because it shows how to practically work this out at that first level of my marriage, in my home. Deuteronomy 6, starting in verse 4, says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them upon your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. I think most women would be surprised that one of the greatest fears of men is to say the simple words, Would you like to pray? To pray and to share the word of God in our homes and among our families, with our families, can often be one of the most intimidating things for a man. Many a man has simply chosen to give up and allow others to step in and fill the void. I believe some of this can be attributed to a misunderstanding of God's expectations. What I love about these verses in Deuteronomy is that they're liberating for men in that they give us God's actual expectations. Too often, Christian men struggle with false expectations of how to share the teachings of the Bible in their own homes or how to pray with their families. God is not asking men to prepare long sermons or be eloquent speakers, discerning and dissecting each word to its original Greek and Hebrew roots. What God is asking husbands to do here in Deuteronomy is to openly talk about God's word and its application as we live life and are actively seeking to apply it in our own lives. This command is much more informal than it is formal. It's about sharing as we sit at the table for a meal, as we drive in the car to different activities, as we do the things that we do each day. Our goal should be that talking about God's word and his activity in our lives should become a natural part of our family's daily conversation. What often happens, however, is that important spiritual matters are only spoken of in times of crisis. When this is the case, spiritual conversation becomes associated with negative things. I've experienced this, where God is interjected into a conversation and the first reaction is, what's wrong? If you've not made it a habit to talk about how God has been involved in your day and what you've been learning from God's word, then it will be a little awkward at first. But I'm here to tell you that it's worth the investment. My wife and I mentor married couples and couples who are going to be married, who are engaged. And one of the very first things that we ask them to do is begin to pray together. We found that probably 99% of couples do not pray together, with the exception of saying grace before meals. And we have found that just that simple act of praying together is such a game changer. I know I listened to my wife explain it to couples that we meet with, saying that there's just something about seeing her husband vulnerable and talking to God that makes her feel secure, that makes her feel connected. It brings intimacy, and it's transformative. We've seen it in so many couples' lives that when they begin to commit to praying together, many of the other issues they may be having begin to be taken care of, because just that prayer time opens the door for God to enter in and to move in their lives, to open that communication and to enable them to work through the issues they have with God at the center. I was a pastor who for many years struggled with the expectations of how to apply these things in my own home. Doing family devotions was good, but it often felt forced and awkward. It became easy to forget to do them or find an excuse as to why we were too busy. And this left me feeling guilty and frustrated, my wife as well. Finally, my wife and I decided to try something simple. Here in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 7, it says to talk about God's commands when you sit at home. We decided that we would take the opportunity we had when we sat down for dinner each evening to share either a testimony or something God had done in our lives that day, or share something God was teaching us. And this again was a game changer. The informality of it, it worked for our family. Soon spiritual conversation was no longer awkward or foreboding. Because we were sharing our own testimonies of what God was doing in our lives, it created an atmosphere of humility and openness, which resulted in more meaningful spiritual conversation. Sharing scripture became a normal part of the family dialogue. The end result was that this type of spiritual conversation naturally moved beyond the dinner table and into all aspects of everyday life. Many years later, one of the things I most appreciate about my own family is the normality of spiritual conversation when we're together. I realized that this did not happen by accident, but is the fruit of being intentional. We talk about the transformation of cities, but transformation begins in the home. It starts with God transforming my life, and then the first expansion of the kingdom of God from there has to be my marriage, my home. Families are the foundation stones of a society. This is by God's design. Since the days of Moses, God organized Israel and now has ordered the church in such a way that the primary way God's commands and character traits are communicated and passed down from one generation to the next is through godly parents. One of the tragic things one finds when looking back at the history of Israel is how husbands and fathers failed to fulfill this role in their families, but instead depended on other leaders and judges and kings to set the spiritual example for them. After Moses died, Joshua became the leader of Israel. Joshua was a godly man and a strong leader who led the people of Israel into the Promised Land. During Joshua's lifetime, Israel served the Lord and enjoyed God's hand of blessing. But when Joshua died, the Bible says, when all that generation had been gathered to their fathers, another generation arose after them who did not know the Lord, nor the work which he had done for Israel. When I read this, I can't help but to cry out, how could this have happened in just one generation? Where were the husbands and fathers who were commanded in Deuteronomy chapter 6 to pass on God's commands to their children? Since Christ's resurrection, this one thing has not changed. God has created a bride whose spiritual health is dependent on the health of the family. Even a man's qualification for spiritual leadership in the church is predicated on the quality of his leadership in the home. In 1 Timothy 3, Paul outlines the qualifications for serving as an elder or a deacon in the local church. The cornerstone of these qualifications is how a man leads his family and models Christ in his own home. Spiritual maturity requires that a man model Christ both publicly and privately. This begins with his own personal relationship with Christ, then his marriage, then his children, then the church. There are no shortcuts. The pathway for the advancement of the kingdom of God goes through the home. I recently heard a statistic that the average marriage will have a direct impact on 90 other marriages over three generations. That impact can be positive or negative. So I want to encourage you today to share in your home something that God is doing in your life, something that God is teaching you, something that you are learning. And I want to encourage you also to say perhaps the two most difficult words to say in your home. Let's pray and see what God does. Amen.